This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labez, and this is The Rundown. The clock is ticking for Illinois lawmakers to pass a deal to keep the Chicago Bears in state, and Governor Pritzker says he wants to see that plan on his desk sooner rather than later. My colleague Mawa Iqbal reports Democrats in Springfield are pushing a bill that would allow the Bears to negotiate payments in lieu of paying property taxes to build a new stadium in suburban Arlington Heights. Governor Pritzker says it's a good plan that his office has done a lot of work on.
So it really now is in the hands of the House of Representatives and then the Senate to get something done in a timely fashion.
This is the last week the House and Senate chambers are in at the same time before returning in mid-April. Arlington Heights Mayor Jim Tenaglia says he's hoping lawmakers will make forward progress this week. A portion of the Dan Ryan Expressway south of Chicago may get a new name. A bill proposed in Springfield would designate the expressway between 47th Street and 95th Street the Reverend Jesse L. Jackson Memorial Highway. The civil rights icon died last month. Democratic State Representative Cam Buckner is sponsoring this bill.
You know, my thought process is there are going to be a lot of things over time that will be named after Reverend Jackson. There'll be statues, there'll be schools, there'll be roads and bridges. It's really important that the first salvo in that conversation happens right here in Illinois.
Buckner says the portion that would be renamed runs through historically black neighborhoods, including Bronzeville and Washington Park. The Dan Ryan is a 14-lane expressway named for a former Cook County Board president who championed its construction. Well, it is officially spring, and the region's pollinators are busy bringing plants back into bloom. Alan Lawrence is an associate curator of entomology at the Peggy Notabart Nature Museum in Chicago, and he tells our In the Loop program bees are important for pollination, although
nocturnal pollinators are really underappreciated. This is where we're missing a lot of data to know flies, moths, things that fly at night. How much do we depend on those? Most of our data comes from during the day. It's just easier to catch and identify things at that time. Flies and moths are responsible for quite a lot of pollination.
Lawrence says that ground-dwelling pollinators, including beetles and spiders, are helpful to that process, too. And Chicago's storefront theater scene is celebrating its own. My arts colleague Mike Davis was on the scene at last night's Non-Equity Jeff Awards.
One of the big winners Monday night was Cole Candy Productions. The company was tied for most awards at the event, with 7 coming from its hit musical, Jekyll and Hyde. David Moreland, who plays the dual role of Jekyll and Hyde, took home the award for Best Musical Performance. He gave the crowd a hint of what's next for the show.
Thank you very much, and let's do it again. Okay.
Audiences will have a second chance to see the show when Broadway in Chicago remounts it this fall. Mike Davis, WBEZ News.
You're listening to The Rundown. A Chicago charter school network found itself in such bad financial straits, it's being forced to close the doors of its 2 high schools for good. That means about 570 students have been searching for a new school with just less than 3 months in the year. This is an unprecedented situation, not just for students, but also for the schools charged with taking them in. My colleague Sarah Karp takes us to the school that has received the most students.
Heidi Moran is standing in the gym of Schurz High School. Around at her table is filled with information about the school's programs and clubs. There's even a place to pick up swag. When it became clear that the 2 high schools, about a mile away from Schurz, were about to close, Moran and her staff interviewed students who had previously transferred into the school. Here's what they told her.
They feel overwhelmed by the size of the building. Staff has always been very welcoming, but they feel like our students aren't friendly, but they're not very open.
So she did 2 things. She called a school-wide town hall, where she asked students to open their hearts to their new Aspera classmates. And she put together this event.
Okay, we got to do a reverse back-to-school night.
Moran and her staff have a lot riding on the Aspera students feeling welcomed. Schurz is a hulking Northwest Side high school that's been around for 115 years. But over the last 20 years, it's lost enrollment, going from about 2,500 students to about 1,000 students at the start of this school year. More students equals more money, equals more programs, and a more vibrant high school. Praise Lee coordinates Schurz College Prep International Baccalaureate Program. She says staff had mixed feelings as more than 200 students showed up over the past 2 weeks.
We are a little bit shell-shocked by it, but also it's energized us because every year we're like, okay, how many students are we losing? And this year we're like, yes, we're not losing, we are gaining.
How unusual this is cannot be underscored enough. Here it is, mid-March, and staff is having to review hundreds of transcripts, make sure credits are counted, and fit students into classes. For the students, it's also a jarring experience. At the welcoming fair, the Schurz students seem psyched about the new kids, but the Aspira students walked around the fair, looking apprehensive. One Schurz student tried to convince two girls from Aspira to join the volleyball team. She told them that's how she made friends, and she points to the young woman standing next to her.
When she came to the school, I was scared to talk to her because she looked a little mean, but then when I got to know it, it's like, oh, like I actually want to be friends with her and everything.
At another table, junior Andrea Galvan was talking up the rigorous classes in the International Baccalaureate Program.
A couple semesters done of college already.
Noting that some don't even know Schurz has such high-level classes. Instead, it has a stigma in the community as being unsafe. That, she thinks, is unfair.
Any school has people who are in bad groups who hang around that. And honestly, I feel like if they just stay clear of those type of people, then they should be fine.
Lucy Cruzado had some of those apprehensions about bringing her son to Schurz. She grew up in the area and knew the reputation.
Years ago, the school was really bad. Back then, used to be like a lot of the gang bangers or a lot of fighting.
That's why she put her son Eli in Aspira, looking for a safe, disciplined place. But she says she was disappointed that Aspira didn't have all the things that they promised. Eli now says he's especially excited about all the sports at Schurz.
I signed up for basketball already. I'm just waiting for them to call me and that, or to contact us. But other than that, I heard they changed, so I wanted to come here.
Jonathan Escobar is a senior. He was worried that Schurz wouldn't accept all his credits. As he left the welcoming event, he says he was happy to learn that he's in good shape and would be able to graduate. Still, he's not sure if he wants to go to prom or other senior activities.
Everything. My classes, my teachers, I miss everything. It's sad, you know, to leave the old school I used to be, you know.
Jonathan says it's nice to see some of his friends from Aspira in the halls at Schurz. But he says coming to a new school is like getting used to a new home. And with one foot out the door, at this point, he's not sure it's worth it. Sarah Karp, WBZ News.
Weather today, partly cloudy with a high in the low 50s, and then tonight, partly cloudy, low near 40. Wednesday, partly sunny, breezy, warm, high in the upper 60s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labus. Thank you for listening.